turning our attention now to dancing, because there's a brilliant event coming to the auditorium at the arena on the 19th of April here in Liverpool. It is Burn the Floor, and Kevin Clifton, this year's Strictly winner, is very much the main part of it. So we can speak to him now. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And before we go anywhere else, does it still sound a little bit weird introducing you as a Strictly winner at last?
Yeah, it does. I have to check that every time I hear it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did win. Yeah. I'm used to Strictly runner-up.
We'll come back to Strictly in a moment or two, because as you mentioned, you were a four-time runner-up, but finally got over the line this year with Stacey Dooley. But tell us a little bit about the event that's coming to the Liverpool.
Yeah, so Burn the Floor is a show that I've been involved with on and off since 2008. And it's a show that basically is a group of dancers, a group of ballroom and Latin dancers that have come together because they want to explore more than just sort of the competition world of ballroom that's out there, and decided they want to really push the boundaries of ballroom and Latin dancing and see how much we can get out of it and be influenced by lots of other dance styles. And it's basically 2 hours of relentless energy and power and dynamic, passionate ballroom and Latin dancing from a group of dancers at the forefront of the ballroom world, who are at the top of their game, really.
It sounds spectacular and tiring.
It is incredibly tiring. Yeah, it's the most tiring thing I've ever done, because it's just relentless. Like these dancers don't stop. And by the end of it, you're sort of a sweaty, exhausted mess. But we really feel like we leave everything on the stage.
I'm sure you do. Do you enjoy coming up to Liverpool? Obviously, we've had some of the big Strictly events here before as well.
Yeah, it's always a good crowd up in Liverpool. That's one of the most important things for me. Like, there's nothing like when you feel like you're on form and you're in the moment and the whole cast are performing well together. And then when you've got a good sort of responsive audience that are making a lot of noise and they're getting involved, like there's that connection between us and the audience, like when there's an energy in the room, there's just nothing like it. I love it. So really looking forward to coming to Liverpool.
Hey, don't worry. We've got no Bruno Tognolis up here.
Yeah.
It's a great little venue, the auditorium as well. I say little, it's not little at all. It's just a great venue to be at. So I'm sure people are going to love coming to this. You're doing Southport as well, so just down the road. And that one's already sold out. So if you want to go to the event in Liverpool, you need to get your tickets quick. Just tell us a bit about who else is involved in it as well.
Yeah, so we've got Graziano, another one of the Strictly pros, Graziano Di Prima. So he's been involved with Burn the Floor before, and then obviously went on to Strictly. And also Johannes, who was one of the extra dancers on Strictly this year. Both come to Burn the Floor at different points. Because Strictly often looks to Burn the Floor, I think, for those type of dancers, because they know they've got sort of the training that they get within the company of Burn the Floor is very sort of dynamic and energetic. So I love both of them as well, Graziano and Johannes, two really talented young dancers. So, I'm looking forward to getting on stage with them two and the rest of the cast.
It's going to be great to watch. It's a huge operation. I'm just looking at how big the tour is, and it's a multi-date tour going all the way around the UK, really. How hard is it to choreograph, and how long does it take to choreograph? It must take months.
The thing with Burn the Floor is, so it's choreographed by Peter Roby, a lady who's been involved with Burn the Floor since it first began. And it sort of develops all the time. So from tour to tour, it changes. But they have a sort of a bank of like so many different numbers that they could use within the show. But they like to base it on the characters and like the dancers that they're bringing into the show. So they're often trying to sort of scout for dancers that all have something else, something different that they can bring to the table, and a different energy and a different sort of dynamic. So then whenever there's new dancers in the Burn the Floor company, the show becomes a bit different. So there'll be choreography that's already in place. They'll be choreographing new numbers for the show as well. And other numbers will be stuff that's there, but will develop in a different way because we've got a cast of different dancers. So it's sort of been an ever-changing show, like an ongoing process for about 20 years, really, Burn the Floor, since it first became a thing.
It's going to be brilliant. It really is. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm speaking to this year's Strictly winner, Kevin Clifton, ahead of his appearance in Liverpool in 3 months' time at the Auditorium. Let's just go back to Strictly. Obviously, won it this year with Stacey Dooley. You'd been second four times before that. Did you think it was never going to come, this moment?
Absolutely, yeah. After the fourth time of coming second, I thought that's my last chance gone there. That was it. So I probably didn't really ever believe that this would come. And then when I started with Stacey, she was so wicked, like really lovely to work with, and so energetic, and just so much fun to work with. But when we first started out in the first couple of weeks, we were getting fours and fives from the judges. We were fourth from bottom on the leaderboard on going into that first elimination, and we were worried about whether we were going to be the first couple eliminated. And so we came from right back. So I didn't, at that point, I didn't think there was any chance whatsoever that we were going to win Strictly. But we just basically just started upping our hours and, putting more and more in. She worked ridiculously hard, and she just got better and better and better. By the final, we didn't think that we were going to win. Not for one second did we think that we had a chance. So we just sort of set out to enjoy it, really, to enjoy the night. Which we did. We had a great time, and when the results were happening, you can see on the footage the other three couples were sort of getting all nervous, and then it cuts to me and Stace, and we just sort of stood there looking around, quite cool, Stace in the knowledge that it wasn't going to be us anyway. We're just there to enjoy ourselves. And then Tess Daly says, "It's Stacey and Kevin." She put her head in her hands. I fell to my knees. Her mum invaded the pitch. I started crying. It was it was just amazing. An amazing night.
Brilliant emotions. It must have been. Just tell us exactly what was going through your head when that happened and you had one.
At first, I was just thinking, I can't believe it. My legs gave way. I went down to the floor, and I sort of couldn't believe what had happened. And then I started thinking, oh my God, they're going to ask me to say something in a minute. And I haven't thought about anything to say because I didn't think we were going to win. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then everyone started rushing on and sort of picking us up and stuff like that. And then they asked Stacey first to say something, how much have you enjoyed it? Blah, blah, blah. And she just started being really nice to me, which I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm just biting the inside of my mouth and veins are popping out of my head as I'm trying desperately not to cry, but I sort of couldn't help it. And then I said a few words about Stacey and I was just thinking, I can't believe this has happened. It's the first time when I just genuinely thought there's absolutely no way on earth it's going to happen. And it happened. It was just an unbelievable night.
Certainly was. I just want to ask you before we let you go as well, Kevin, how did you first get into dancing? And I guess when you first started, this was couldn't be further away from your mind, really, headlining tours across the country and winning Strictly.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was never about any of that. It was always about, apparently, I just started because my mum and dad are dancers. They have a dance school up in Grimsby, Clifton Dance Academy. And apparently, I just started joining in at the back of the class, copying what was going on when I was about 4 years old. So I've just always sort of done it. There was never a decision about it. I've just always been a dancer. And then I started doing competitions from about 6 or 7 years old. And yeah, there was never any plan in my head that it was going to be about, headlining tours or being on TV. It was just I was going to do competitions until I couldn't do it anymore. And then I'd be a teacher and teach other people how to dance in competitions. And then it basically came to a point in my 20s when I was like, I'm not sure I'm enjoying this competition world anymore. Is it the competitions or is it dancing itself? I'm not sure what I want. And so I gave up, and everyone was going nuts. My mum and dad, my coaches, why is he throwing everything away? And it was at that point, sort of end of 2007, going into 2008, that Burn the Floor gave me a call and said, why don't you come and join our cast? Why don't you come and work with us out in Australia? So I flew out to Australia and was just blown away by these dancers, and it sort of changed my life forever, working with these dancers in Burn the Floor. And the rest is history. Like the Broadway and West End and all of that, and world tours with Burn the Floor, and done Strictly Come Dancing, and then this is, this has happened, the last series of Strictly with Stacey, and then now I'm headlining a tour with Burn the Floor again. So like it's just been an amazing journey.
It really has. And if you want to see Kevin live in action, get down to the auditorium on the waterfront at the arena on the 19th of April. It really is going to be a brilliant night. Kevin, enjoy your trip to Liverpool in a few months, and thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.